Hello again, Nigel Ogden here with my festive edition of The Organist Encores, and just on this one occasion, a very different signature tune. Now, if your classical music knowledge is pretty comprehensive, you may well have recognised that bit of music. If you do need a little help, well, it was a short extract from Vaughan Williams' Sinfonia Antarctica, and was taken from a 1953 recording of that work by the Halley Orchestra conducted by Sir John Barbirolli, and featuring probably the very best of few recorded examples of the large three-manual Compton Electrone, which lived in Manchester's Free Trade Hall between 1951 and the early 1970s, and which, as I think I've said previously, I played on several occasions when I was a teenager. Well, the reason for using that extract to open the show is simply because it ties in with the bulk of the music on this occasion, because Damon asked me to record some seasonal items on my much smaller Compton 363 Electrone, which I have at home. Plus the fact that the icy wastes of the Antarctic fit in very nicely with a wintry Christmas theme. For starters, however, let's hear the instrument which replaced the Compton in Manchester's Free Trade Hall, the four-manual 20-rank Exodian Manchester Wurlitzer, which lived there between 1977 and 95, and during that period I recorded Victor Herbert's March of the Toys.
Thank you.
March of the Toys, as played by me on the Free Trade Hall Manchester Wurlitzer. And so on to more Compton Electrone sounds, not the Free Trade Hall instrument, but as I mentioned, my 363 concert model, which does have Manchester connections, as it was originally installed in a church in one of the city's suburbs. Well, here's a short but delightful piece written by one-time resident organist at New York's Radio City Music Hall, Dick Liebert, and it's called Under the Christmas Mistletoe. Dick Liebert's Under the Christmas Mistletoe. Now, as I said, my electrone used to operate as a church instrument, so here's a sort of churchified arrangement of what has become something of a Christmas classic. It's Walking in the Air, originally sung by Alid Jones on the soundtrack of The Snowman. Thank you. memories of the snowman there and walking in the air. Well, a contrast of style and sound coming up. This is the beautiful Donegal Cradle Song, written by British composer and arranger Spike Hughes. Now, his father, Herbert Hughes, was an Irish composer, and quite a number of Spike's jazz compositions demonstrate Irish folk song influences here and there. Now, the registrations I've used for this arrangement will doubtless put theatre organ fans in mind of the electrostatic mellotone units which were installed on Compton Theatre pipe organs from 1936 onwards, basically because the way in which the sound was produced is in principle just the same. Anyway, here's the Donegal Cradle Song. The Donegal Cradle Song by Spike Hughes. Well, staying in relaxed mode, here's a nod in the direction of my electrones years as a church organ. This is a nativity carol by John Ireland, first published in 1913, and one of the composer's best-known pieces, The Holy Boy. John Ireland's The Holy Boy, as played by me on my Compton 363. Now, over the years, I've been very fortunate in having a number of compositions published by the long-established London firm of Stainer and Bell. And one of the first was this next offering, which also fits very nicely with the seasonal theme, Penguin's Playtime. There we are, Penguin's Playtime. Now, sometimes if I'm feeling a bit inventive at the Compton console, I switch on the recording device just on the off chance that something half decent comes out. Well, I was playing away quite some time ago, and these two pieces emerged on the end result. I'm linking them both together because they ended up being called Christmas Eve and Christmas Morning, simply because those are the titles which came to mind as I listened back to my various off-the-cuff extemporisations on that occasion. Well, perhaps they'll suggest the same to you, but whether they do or not, I hope you enjoy them anyway.
Thank you.
Christmas Eve and Christmas Morning, which of course will be coming up in a week's time, along with Damon's own festive edition of the Organist Encores, which I'm sure will be a real Christmas cracker. Anyway, those two pieces we've just heard would seem an ideal point to bring this programme to a close. I very much hope you've enjoyed hearing the vintage sounds of my Compton 363 Electrone. What a difference to the sounds produced by today's digital instruments. But nevertheless, it would be a shame if examples of earlier electronic organ technology disappeared altogether. And after all, my programmes are meant to be from the archives. Well, this is Nigel Ogden saying thanks for your company and have a very happy and peaceful Christmas. I'll look forward to being back with you on January the 14th. Until then, all the best and bye-bye.